Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed that the more you try to control every aspect of your life, the more everything seems to spiral out of control? It's a paradox. We spend our time running from one place to another, trying to tighten every little screw, when in reality, the only thing we need to do is relax. Yes, it sounds contradictory, but that's where the secret lies. The true power to manifest what you desire doesn't come from constant struggle, but from allowing yourself to be calm, like a serene lake. In today's episode, I'll teach you how Stoic philosophy reveals that serenity is the key to achieving strength and focus. I'm going to share with you 10 valuable lessons for manifesting your desires from a calm and balanced mind. Don't miss the last one, because it's the one that will truly leave you speechless. It's the key to handling life in this chaotic world full of distractions, where sometimes, no matter how hard we try, it feels like there's never enough time or air to do it all. So, why not try something different? Breathe. Let go of the chaos and allow life to flow. After all, have you ever seen a stressed person achieve a fulfilling life? I doubt it. If you pay enough attention to what follows, you'll see how you can begin to attract what you long for without so much effort. The first step, relax. What you seek is already on its way, and you're in the right place. But before diving into the details, I want to share a story with you that will help you understand the wisdom behind this approach. In a small valley surrounded by hills lived a young woman named Luna, known in her village for her incredible ability to attract what she desired. But this power didn't come from luck. It stemmed from something much deeper and more powerful, the art of attraction. Luna had learned from her grandmother that thoughts and emotions are like seeds. If you plant them in your mind and nurture them, they bloom in reality. Her grandmother repeated to her every day, "What you think and feel, you attract." One day, Luna decided to transform the arid land around her house into a garden full of life. She had neither resources nor help to do it, but she sat on the ground, closed her eyes, and began to imagine that garden, colorful flowers covering the soil, juicy fruits hanging from the trees, and the gentle murmur of a stream meandering nearby. Every day, Luna spent a few moments visualizing that garden in all its splendor. She saw it, felt it, smelled it as if it already existed, even though the ground was still dry and hard. She never lost faith. She began to plant seeds, knowing that the growth process would take time, but trusting that nature would respond to her vibration. At first, her neighbors looked at her incredulously. "How can she expect anything to grow in that land?" they murmured. However, Luna stayed focused on her vision, ignoring the doubts around her. Over time, something amazing happened. Small plants began to sprout, and a stream that had been dry for years started to flow slowly near her house. The neighbors couldn't believe what they were seeing, but Luna knew that all of this was the result of her clear intention and her faith in the power of manifestation. One morning, Luna's garden was in full bloom. Bright flowers in a rainbow of colors covered the ground. The air was filled with sweet fragrances. The trees were laden with fruits, and the stream flowed with strength and serenity. The neighbors, amazed, came to see her and asked how she had achieved such a marvel. She smiled and replied, "The power of attraction is not a magic trick. It's about believing with all your being that what you desire is already yours. It's about feeling it, visualizing it, and then letting the universe take care of the rest. If you plant the right seeds in your mind and heart, the garden of your dreams will always bloom." Thus, Luna's story became a legend. From that day on, the small valley was never the same, for its inhabitants realized that each of them also had the power to create their own reality. The moral of this story reflects the power of attraction and manifestation, showing how aligned thoughts, emotions, and actions can bring our deepest desires to life. Before we start with the first lesson, if you find these episodes useful, I invite you to subscribe and activate notifications to stay informed of the latest updates. Let's start with the first step. 1. The power of the mind. Have you ever felt like your mind is a wild carousel spinning out of control as you try to find a moment of calm? If your answer is yes, welcome to the club. Most of us, caught up in the whirlwind of modern life, have forgotten what it means to simply stop and breathe. But here lies the secret. It's in that moment of stillness, when the mind becomes quiet, that the true magic of manifestation begins. Isn't it ironic? The more frantic our search for what we desire, the farther away it seems to be. When we talk about mental calmness, we don't just mean the peace you feel after a yoga class or a meditation session, although those are good starting points. We're referring to a deeper, almost stoic state, where the waves of thoughts and worries settle, and your mind can focus. Imagine your mind as a calm lake. On its surface, everything is serene and clear, allowing what you truly desire to be reflected with clarity. However, if that lake is agitated, you can't even see your own reflection, much less what you want to attract into your life. Relaxation is not just a luxury, it's a necessity. When we allow our mind to rest, we start communicating with our subconscious, that part of us that holds the secrets of our deepest aspirations. Science has shown that when we relax, our body releases endorphins and other chemicals that promote mental clarity. This translates into greater receptivity to opportunities and desires that once seemed out of reach. So, how about instead of running around looking for solutions, you just sit down and take a deep breath? It's like searching the whole house for your car keys when you actually left them on the dining table. Now, you might be wondering how to go about relaxing and manifesting what you desire. Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to climb a mountain to reach enlightenment. You can start with something as simple as a breathing technique. Take a few minutes each day to inhale deeply through your nose, hold the air for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Do this several times, and observe how your mind begins to clear. Then, imagine what you desire. Visualize it in such detail that you can almost touch it. Here's where the magic of manifestation comes into play. By being in a relaxed state, your conscious mind starts working to make those desires a reality. It's like asking the universe to bring you what you desire while you comfortably relax on your sofa, without the need to break a sweat. It's not about stopping all action. Action is crucial, but the key is to act from a place of calm rather than chaos. As the Stoics would say, true strength lies not in agitation, but in serenity. So, before you jump into action, remember first relax, then go out and conquer the world. You might be surprised by what the universe has in store for you. Remember, the power of a resting mind is not just a pretty phrase. It's a philosophy that, if you apply it, can change your life. Sometimes, less is more. So the next time you feel overwhelmed, breathe, relax, and watch as your desires begin to manifest. After all, in a world full of noise, true magic happens in silence. As Epictetus wisely said, in the silence of the mind lies the voice of the heart. 2. Flow and receive. Have you noticed how many things we try to control in our lives? From small daily details to those big plans that seem so perfect in our minds. And what do we get? Stress, frustration, and that feeling that everything slips through our fingers like water. In this quest for control, we forget a fundamental lesson. Sometimes the best thing we can do is relax and let things flow. Does Stoic philosophy ring a bell? Although it may seem distant and profound, it teaches us that control is an illusion. Imagine you're on a roller coaster. You can scream and hold onto the seat, but the ride is what it is. Resisting will only make you feel dizzier. Life is a journey full of unexpected twists, and clinging to control can make you lose sight of the scenery. So why not try letting go a little? One of the most effective strategies you can adopt is the practice of mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to sit in the lotus position in a corner of your room. It's about learning to observe without judgment. For example, if you're stuck in traffic, instead of losing your cool and thinking everyone else is incompetent, try taking a breath, enjoying the moment, listening to your favorite music, or simply admiring the view. Instead of frustrating yourself, you become an observer of your own life, which can be much more enjoyable. You can also apply the technique of letting go in your relationships. Sometimes, in an attempt to control how others behave, we create unnecessary tension. Here's a secret. You can't change anyone. No matter how hard you try, it doesn't work. So instead of pressuring a friend or partner to be the way you want them to be, try accepting them as they are. You can invite them to do things together, but if they're not interested, it's okay. Relax, enjoy your own company, and let others flow at their own pace. Learning to let go takes time and practice, like learning to ride a bike. At first, it may seem scary, and you feel like you're going to fall at any moment. But with each attempt, you become more skilled, and eventually, you may even enjoy the ride. Life, like riding a bike, is about keeping your balance and learning to enjoy the journey, rather than obsessing over the destination. 3. Manifesting from a place of gratitude. Have you ever stopped to think about the relationship between being grateful and achieving what you desire? It may sound like a cliche from a Sunday self-help book, but gratitude and manifestation are like old friends who, when together, can transform your life. Imagine you're at a party. If you arrive with an open and grateful attitude, you're much more likely to make meaningful connections. But if you show up with complaints and dissatisfaction, well, it's like standing alone in a corner while everyone else enjoys themselves. The connection between gratitude and manifestation is as clear as spring water. When you appreciate what you already have, like that morning coffee or a song that lifts your spirits, you open the door to receive more. It's as if the universe says, "Oh, look, this person really knows how to enjoy life. Let's give them more reasons to be grateful." So, the next time you feel trapped in the cycle of not having enough, try making a list of the things that already bring you joy. You'll be surprised by how much you have in your life. When we talk about manifestation, it's not just about visualizing your ex coming back with a bouquet or a magical windfall. True manifestation is about creating a life that reflects your deepest desires, a life that inspires you. It's like painting a picture. If you start with a foundation of gratitude, the brushstrokes of your dreams will be much more vibrant. This is where the famous saying, "Relax and manifest what you desire," comes into play. But wait, how are you supposed to relax amid life's chaos? It's simple. Start by practicing Stoic philosophy. The Stoics believed that the key to a fulfilling life was accepting what we can't control and focusing on what we can. If you face an obstacle, instead of getting frustrated, think, "This is an opportunity to learn." This mindset not only helps you manage stress, but also allows you to be more grateful for each experience, whether good or bad. So, what are some strategies for manifesting from gratitude? First, try keeping a gratitude journal. Every night, write down 3 things you're grateful for. This not only helps you focus your mind on the positive, but also prepares you to receive more blessings. Second, meditate. You don't need to be an expert or recite complicated mantras. Just sit in silence and let your thoughts flow. The calm that arises allows you to better visualize your desires. Finally, surround yourself with people who value gratitude. Positive energy is contagious, and having a support group can give you the motivation to stay focused on your goals. Manifesting from a place of gratitude is not only possible but essential. The connection between what you appreciate and what you desire is stronger than you think. By adopting this mindset, you become a magnet for opportunities and blessings. So the next time you feel life is turning its back on you, look within and find the things you're genuinely grateful for. With a bit of practice and Stoic philosophy as your tool, you'll be able to relax your expectations and manifest what you desire. As Gandhi said, "When you are thankful for what you have, you open the doors to all that could be." 4. The power of the law of attraction. Have you ever found yourself in a stage of life where it feels like the universe has forgotten about you? There you are, with your cup of coffee or tea, wishing things would flow a bit more easily. But what if I told you that the key to attracting everything you desire is much closer than you think? Yes, we're talking about the powerful and wise law of attraction, which, like Stoic philosophy, centers on gratitude. Let's be honest. How many times have you overlooked the blessings you already have while dreaming of what could be? It's like a garden. If you only focus on the weeds, that is, on what's missing, you'll probably neglect the flowers you've already cultivated. Gratitude acts like water and sunlight that nurture those flowers. When you're thankful for what you have, you not only beautify your garden but also prepare it for new seeds, new opportunities to sprout. The connection between gratitude and manifestation is like a dance partner who's inseparable. On one hand, when you feel gratitude, you vibrate at a frequency that makes you more receptive to the new. On the other hand, manifesting is like sending a letter to the universe asking for what you desire. But how can you expect the universe to listen if you don't appreciate what you already have? Here's a simple trick. Start each day with a list of three things you're grateful for. It can be something as simple as a delicious meal or the coffee that helps you kickstart your day. Each time you feel discouraged or longing for something you don't have, look at that list and remember that you have things worth celebrating. Now let's be realistic. Gratitude is not a magic wand that makes problems disappear. It's not about ignoring difficulties or putting on a smile when everything is going wrong. It's a mindset that allows you to face challenges with an open mind. So every time you encounter adversity, instead of lamenting, ask yourself, what lesson can I learn from this? Turning difficulties into opportunities is one of the most profound Stoic teachings. And in case you're wondering, the phrase relax and manifest what you desire is not just a social media cliche. Tension and anxiety are like stones on the path to your desires. If you let go of the pressure and trust the process, you'll be in a better position to receive what life has to offer. Remember, the universe has its own rhythm, and sometimes what you desire arrives at the least expected moment. 5. The power of mindfulness in abundance. Have you ever stopped to think about the power of your attention? The ability to focus, to be present, and not be swept away by the whirlwind of thoughts that often seem to take on a life of their own. In a world where noise and rush are the norms, cultivating mindfulness becomes a kind of superpower. Yes, it may sound like a self-help cliche, but hear me out. This superpower could be the key to manifesting the abundance you crave. Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on self-discipline and self-control, can be a good starting point. Who needs magic when you have the ability to direct your mind? When you learn to be aware of your thoughts and emotions, you become more receptive to the opportunities the universe has to offer. Imagine navigating life like a ship with a captain at the helm, rather than being carried along by the currents of despair and frustration. Sounds appealing, doesn't it? Now, how can you enter that relaxed, receptive state ideal for manifesting your goals? Here's a simple technique. Mindfulness meditation. Imagine your mind as a cluttered room. All you need to do is open a window and let some fresh air in. Find a quiet space where you can sit without interruptions. You don't need a spiritual retreat, just a place where you feel comfortable. Close your eyes, inhale deeply through your nose, hold the air for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Repeat this a few times and feel how each breath is an opportunity to release what weighs you down. Once you find a rhythm, start visualizing your goals. Imagine what you desire in all possible detail and feel the excitement of having achieved it. This is the moment to let your imagination run wild. If you find yourself distracted by urgent thoughts, yes, those that urge you to check your phone, gently return to your breath. Mindfulness is an exercise. It's not about having a blank mind, but about being aware of where you're focusing your attention. Practicing this technique regularly will not only help you relax, but will also make you more receptive to the opportunities that previously went unnoticed. It's as if by clearing the room of your mind, you leave space for new possibilities. So why not start today? Relax and let abundance flow to you. Remember, it's not just about wishing for something, it's about preparing yourself to receive it. Because at the end of the day, if you're always in hurry-up mode, how will you even notice when the golden opportunity arrives? Keep this thought in mind. Abundance is not a destination. It's a journey that begins with mindfulness. Take a moment and think about it. 6. The power of sleep. Have you ever noticed that just before you fall into a deep sleep, your mind becomes a laboratory of brilliant ideas? It's as if that state between wakefulness and sleep is a sacred space where anything is possible. There, on the border of consciousness, great manifestations are forged. But there's one detail that most of us overlook. We need to relax for it to work. So if life is like a game and you are the protagonist, grab your pillow and get ready to explore the art of dreaming big. Imagine that your mind is a garden. If you take care of it by sowing good intentions and keeping the weeds at bay, it will bloom with wonders. But if you let stress and anxiety take over, you'll likely end up surrounded by weeds that choke your dreams. This is exactly what happens when we struggle to relax. Stoic philosophy, which advocates serenity in the face of adversity, can be your ally in this process. So instead of obsessing over everything you haven't achieved, take a deep breath and consider sleep as that fertile ground where you can plant your desires. Let's talk about deep sleep. Did you know that during REM sleep, your brain is more active than when you're awake? It's as if you're on a roller coaster of ideas, and in that moment you can set powerful intentions. So if you go to bed each night thinking about what you desire, you're sending a clear message to the universe. But beware, it's not just about wishing. It also means relaxing your mind so that those intentions can take root. What if before sleeping you took a few minutes to meditate or simply breathe? You don't need to be a Zen master to do this. Just close your eyes, feel your body, and let your thoughts flow. Make it a ritual, perhaps a cup of calming tea, some soft music, or a journal where you write down your intentions. By entering that pre-sleep state, you create a bridge between your current reality and the life you wish to manifest. And if this doesn't work completely, here's another tip. Dream big, but start small. You can visualize a big goal, but in the meantime, take small steps every day toward it. For example, if you dream of writing a book, you don't need to wait for a publisher to approach you. Start by writing one page a day. This small habit will not only make your dream feel more achievable, but will also cultivate the ground for your grand manifestation. At the end of the day, the secret to manifesting your desires lies in how you handle those moments before sleep. It's a dance between relaxation and allowing your mind to open to possibilities. If you allow yourself to release the day's tensions and worries, you'll be giving your intentions a chance to take flight. So remember, sleep isn't just rest, it's a springboard to your dreams. As Marcus Aurelius said in his Meditations in the Silence of the Night, dreams meet intention and there lies the power to create. 7. Manifestation. Mornings. Mornings are that magical time of day when you wake up and realize life goes on, despite your plans to stay under the covers a bit longer. But what if I told you that those first moments of the day hold the key to attracting everything you desire? Yes, just as you heard. Forget the idea that only Stoics sit and meditate with a cup of tea in hand. you too can create your own morning ritual. Every morning is like a blank canvas. If you give that canvas to a child with paints, you'll likely end up with a chaotic mix of colors with no meaning. But if you take control, as the artist you are, you can choose the colors and shapes to start your day and create a masterpiece. Here's where a morning routine comes into play. It's your palette of colors, your way to focus energy and mind. The idea is simple. Start the day with activities that relax you and help you center yourself. You don't need to get up at 5 in the morning or do yoga on a mountaintop. You can begin with something as simple as a few minutes of deep breathing or a cup of coffee while watching the sunrise. The key is in the intention. By doing this, you signal to your mind and the universe that you're ready to receive what you desire. Here are some practical strategies. First, visualization. Close your eyes and imagine what you want to achieve. Visualize the details, colors, sounds, even sensations. Like a good stoic meditating on life, project that image in your mind. Every time you feel stuck in routine, return to that image. Another powerful ritual is gratitude. When you wake up, take a moment to think of three things you're grateful for. This not only pulls you out of the morning fog of complaints, but also channels your energy toward the positive. Gratitude is like a magnet that attracts more good things into your life. Finally, movement. No, I'm not talking about running a marathon at dawn, though if that's your thing, go ahead. Just move your body in some way. A short walk, some stretches, or even a spontaneous dance in your living room. Movement releases endorphins and also burns calories, a double benefit. Each morning is a new opportunity to start fresh. If you take the time to relax and manifest what you desire, you'll see how the universe begins to align in your favor. So the next time you wake up, instead of dragging yourself toward the coffee like a zombie, try setting your own morning ritual. Who knows? You might end up attracting more than you expected. After all, life is what you make of it, so manifest it. As Brian Tracy said, if you don't start today to build your dreams, tomorrow you'll just have more of the same. 8. Visualize and create. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where it seems like the universe is conspiring against you? Maybe you tried to focus on your goals, but your mind became filled with noise and distractions, as if your brain decided to open a TV channel with endless commercials. Amid the daily whirlwind, it's easy to lose sight of what you truly desire. This is where relaxed visualization comes into play. So, why don't we take a moment to relax and start manifesting what we truly want? Creative visualization is like a first-class ticket to a desired destination. Unfortunately, many of us find ourselves stuck in the economy class of anxiety and stress. When you try to visualize your desires without first relaxing, it's like trying to inflate a balloon that's tied up. You're not going to get very far. Let's break this down. Have you ever heard the phrase, "relax and manifest everything you desire"? It may sound like a self-help cliche, but believe me, there's truth in it. When you're in a state of deep relaxation, your mind opens up to new possibilities as if the portal of the universe is opening before you. To begin, find a quiet space, perhaps your favorite corner at home or a nearby park. The idea is to distance yourself from chaos, as if you're seeking a refuge from the outside world. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and start breathing deeply. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Do this a few times until you feel your thoughts calm down, like the sea after a storm. Once you feel relaxed, start to imagine your desire. Think of it as if you're in a movie theater watching a film, but instead of actors, you're the star. Detail every scene. What are you doing? Who's with you? How do you feel? The more vivid your visualization, the more effective the process will be. It's as if you're painting your future with an imaginary brush, and the colors are yours to choose. Remember, Stoic philosophy teaches us that some things are within our control, while others are not. Visualization is not a magic button that makes your dreams instantly come true, but it's a powerful tool that, combined with action, can bring you closer to your goals. If you don't see immediate results, don't get frustrated. Remember, even the best chefs need time to prepare a good dish. Are you ready to try this relaxed visualization technique? The key is to find that calm state, imagine your future with all its nuances, and be patient. Life is a journey, not a race. So relax and let your dreams gradually manifest like a fine wine that needs time to mature. What I'm telling you isn't just wishful thinking or coincidence. As Seneca himself said in the first century, great manifestations begin with a quiet mind and an open heart. 9. The power of conscious breathing. Have you ever found yourself drowning in a sea of thoughts, as if your mind were a TV with hundreds of channels, none of which you want to watch? Modern life bombards us with stress and distractions. But what if I told you that you have a powerful tool right at the tip of your nose? That's right. We're talking about something as simple and yet as transformative as conscious breathing. You don't need to attend a yoga retreat on a mountain or undergo advanced training. You can start right here and now by sitting and breathing consciously, and you'll see how your life begins to change. Conscious breathing isn't just a pretty concept from motivational talks. It's a technique that, when used correctly, can reduce stress and increase your focus. Imagine your mind is like a car that's always speeding up. If you don't take your foot off the gas, you'll inevitably crash. This is where conscious breathing comes in. It helps you put on the brakes. With each inhalation, you fill your body with oxygen, and with each exhalation, you release those heavy worries. It's like tidying up your mental room. Suddenly, you can see the floor and remember where you left your keys. Let's talk about the relationship between your intentions and your actions. Often our desires seem as far away from our reality as a star in the sky. We want things, a better job, deeper relationships, or even something as simple as inner peace. But instead of aligning these desires with our actions, we stay trapped in the cycle of, I'll do it tomorrow. This is where conscious breathing becomes your ally. When you take a moment to breathe deeply, you allow your mind to calm down and your thoughts to organize themselves. Did you know that the Stoics spoke about the importance of calmness in decision-making? They understood that life is nothing more than a series of actions aligned with our intentions. So instead of letting the chaos of the world overwhelm you, take a few minutes to breathe. Each inhalation brings you closer to your desires, and each exhalation takes away the excuses. It's like each time you breathe deeply, you're drawing a map that connects your dreams with your actions. Your intentions are like seeds. If you don't water them with attention and effort, and if you don't plant them in a healthy mental environment, they simply won't grow. Conscious breathing acts as that necessary watering. When you inhale, you nurture your intentions, and when you exhale, you rid yourself of the stones and obstacles that could stifle them. With a bit of practice, you'll see how your intentions start to blossom and manifest in your life. The magic of conscious breathing isn't just a relaxation trick, it's a way to ensure your actions are in harmony with your deepest desires. So the next time you feel consumed by stress or your intentions begin to fade, remember, it all starts with a simple breath. Give your mind a break and watch as chaos turns into clarity. Remember, the mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. 10. Silence and connection with the universe. Have you ever stopped to think about the noise that surrounds us? In a world where people seem to compete to be the loudest, where the sound of traffic, mobile notifications, and conversations can become a constant hum in your head, it's easy to get lost in the whirlwind of stimuli. But what if I told you that to connect with the universe and manifest what you truly desire, you need to do something as simple and, at the same time, as challenging as being silent? Silence, that simple concept that makes many uncomfortable, becomes an essential tool for those who seek to hear the signals of the universe. And no, I'm not talking about hearing strange voices or having mystical visions, but about something much simpler and more profound: the practice of stillness and introspection, which the Stoics defended so ardently. Stoic philosophy teaches us to find peace in the midst of chaos, to reflect, and to listen to ourselves. If you take a moment to sit in silence without distractions, you can begin to notice how the universe communicates with you in ways you may have never imagined. Now, you might be wondering, how on earth are you going to manifest what you desire simply by sitting in silence? The answer lies in the power of attention. Imagine your mind is like an old radio that can only tune in to the correct station when it's set to the right frequency. When you allow yourself moments of calm, you adjust that frequency and become more receptive to the universe's signals. It's like trying to hear your favorite song at a music festival. Among all the noise, it's nearly impossible. But when you take a step back and move away from the crowd, the sound becomes clear and distinct. Cultivating that silence can be as simple as dedicating 5 minutes a day to meditation. You don't need to be a Zen master. Just sit in a quiet place, close your eyes, and focus on your breathing. As you inhale and exhale, let the external noise dissolve. You'll be surprised by the clarity you can find in those brief moments of peace. Another option is to go out into nature. This environment becomes your best ally in finding silence. A walk in the countryside or simply sitting in a park can offer you the ideal space to listen and reconnect with yourself. Let the bird song and the rustle of the wind guide you to your deepest thoughts. Nature has a magical way of connecting our minds with the universe, if only we take a moment to appreciate it. You might also consider writing as a way to find that peace. Keeping a journal is a powerful practice. Sometimes what we need is to empty our mind onto paper, free from distractions or judgments. Putting your thoughts and desires down creates a space where the universe can interact with you. It's a liberating act that allows your inner self to speak without fear, and in that dialogue, you may find clarity. So relax. Yes, you read that right. Let go of the pressure of wanting to always have everything under control. Life is not a race, although it often feels like one. Allow yourself to simply be, and you'll see how things start aligning in surprising ways. The next time you feel overwhelmed by the noise of life, remember that silence is not just the absence of sound. It's an opportunity to reconnect with yourself and the universe. In a noisy world, finding moments of calm may be your best strategy for manifesting what you desire. Take a deep breath, turn off the internal chaos, and listen. The universe is waiting for you to pay attention. As Epictetus said, in silence the universe whispers its secrets. If you've made it this far, write "you attract what you think" in the comments. I'm excited to read about your experiences and see how these techniques have helped you connect with your desires. I invite you to subscribe, activate notifications, and share your thoughts in the comments so the platform knows these episodes are useful for people like you. Your support motivates us to continue creating similar content in the future. I hope this series of teachings has inspired and helped you find a path toward a fuller and more connected life. See you on our next adventure.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.